তা আমরা তার ঠিক পরবর্তী বিষয়টাই আলোচনা করতে চলেছি।
We are continuing with further topics. Rishi Vaisampayan, he speaks to King Janamejaya saying, after hearing katha of Devarishi Narad, Dharmaraj Yudhishthir started thinking about Rajasuya sacrifice. He was overwhelmed by considering what is and how is it to be conducted. At that time, everything was most auspicious in his kingdom. All the Brahmanas were following their duties according to the rules of Vedas, also Kshatriyas. They were protecting the kingdom and serving according to King Yudhishthir's instructions. Everyone was free from anger and false ego while being engaged in their prescribed duties. Everyone had faith in King Yudhishthir as him being their own father. And King Yudhishthir also, he loved everyone and he served everyone, he protected everyone. Bhimasen was being so strong, also protector of everyone. Arjun was dealing with all the enemies. Sahadev, he himself was following the Dharma. Nakul was also glorified by everyone. So there was no adharma in the kingdom. Yudhishthir Maharaj gathered his brothers and ministers in his assembly so that they discussed the topics of performing Rajasuya sacrifice. They started discussion. The rule was that Rajasuya Yagya can be done by the ruler of the whole earth. And all the Brahmanas agreed that all the qualities needed for such a king are possessed by King Yudhishthir. Everyone was united in their consideration that King Yudhishthir is qualified to perform Rajasuya sacrifice, that he possesses all the good qualities, all qualifications for it. Narada Muni, he explained that when Rajasuya sacrifice is done, it's not possible that any kind of battle, war is going on at that time in the kingdom. Peace is required, and the king that is performing the sacrifice should be the one that conquered all the other rulers. King Yudhishthir was considering, he has heard from others, but he wanted to hear from his dear friend, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, who is the one by whose desires everything can happen. So King Yudhishthir considered, although he heard from everyone else, he wanted to hear from the son of his uncle, meaning from Sri Krishna himself. He sent the letter through the messenger along with a golden chariot to Dwaraka in order to invite Sri Krishna to come for the discussion about Rajasuya sacrifice. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, so he came back by the chariot along with the generals sent from Indraprastha. Everyone was pleased welcoming Sri Krishna. First of all, he spoke with King Yudhishthira, offering humble obeisances. Then he embraced Bhimasen and others, and Nahul and Sahadev, they offered their obeisances to Sri Krishna. Then he went to his auntie to offer obeisances to her, and he was engaged in questions about everyone's well-being. So everyone was in great bliss, including Sri Krishna himself, in great bliss. One day after taking rest, Sri Krishna went to King Yudhishthira, who expressed to him that he desired to perform Rajasuya sacrifice. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chandra, he told, "Look, King, even before you told me, I heard from Devarishi Narad about it. That's the topmost topic, performing of Rajasuya sacrifice. And King Yudhishthir told, you know that just by desiring it's not possible to do it. Sometimes everyone agrees because they have, some of them, they may have some personal interest and they are glorifying me. Although everyone is united in their conclusion that I should perform Rajasuya sacrifice, still, Sri Krishna, I want to hear from you. If you give your permission, then I will be engaged in preparations that are required. We have such a close relationship. I wish to hear from you. Because, as mentioned, others may, according to their own consideration or some personal interest, support me and glorify me. But finally, I won't make conclusion until I hear from you. What is your opinion? Sri Krishna Chandra answered to King Yudhishthira, you are certainly qualified to perform Rajasuya sacrifice. They all know it. Everyone knows about it. But situation on the earth presently is that the most powerful ruler is King of Magadha, Jarasandha King. Everyone is conquered by him. So many kings being conquered are captured by him, and they are in prisons of his kingdom. All the most powerful kings are presently in his service. Shishupal is his general. The king of Karu's country is like his disciples serving him. So Shri Krishna started speaking about Jarasandha. Also the demon Mura, as Maharaj says, upon whose killing Shri Krishna became known as Murari. Also this demon Mura is supporting Jarasandha. The friend of your father, Shri Krishna said, Bhagadatta king, he is also helping Jarasandha. Narak's country, Shashak Yavan, he's supporting Jarasandha as well. Also for Svasudev, Banga, Pundra and Kirata's king, the one that is holding my signs, Shri Krishna says, imitating me. That false Vasudev is supporting Jarasandha as well. Not only all of those enemies, but even my father-in-law, Shri Krishna told, King Bhishma, Rukmini's father, he is supporting Jarasandha. So in this way, so many kings, along with their brothers, they were all supporting Jarasandha. In this way, all the four directions were in support of Jarasandha, either being conquered by him or out of fear. And some of these demoniac persons were his friends. So in this way also, aiding both families in order not to confront with Jarasandha, they flew to west, leaving their countries and kingdoms. Some went different places, some went to south, living in forests and jungles. They were hiding there in fear. So the conclusion came that 86 kings were captured by Jarasandha, and then there were even 14 further ones. They were more than 100 kings that were subdued and captured by King Jarasandha. So the conclusion is, Shri Krishna Chandra told, that if you wish to do, if you would to do Rajasuya sacrifice, before everything else, you should kill Jarasandha. There is no one amongst us who can kill him alone. We need to make proper plan. And then we can be successful. Otherwise, it's not possible. If you give your permission, O King Yudhishthir, I will take Bhimasen and Arjun, and we will go. King Yudhishthir immediately said, No, I don't need to do Rajasuya sacrifice. Three of you are endlessly dear to me. If anything happens to one of you, I will not be able to stay alive. I will die immediately. So I don't want to put three of you in any dangerous situation. Arjun immediately told, O king, please don't mind, but we are Kshatriyas, and we are considered to be since our ancestors already, the topmost Kshatriyas. If we fell on the battlefield, we will gain the topmost abodes. If some kshatriya leaves body on the battlefield, the Lord will give him the supreme abode. But if someone runs away, then there is no goal for such a person. And if he would win, then we will rule all the earth. So, in whichever way, dying on the battlefield or being victorious would be beneficial. Shri Krishna was smiling mildly and telling that there is a great kshatriya within Arjuna. King Yudhishthira answered to Arjuna saying, No, actually, I know all of these rules of the scriptures. I'm speaking like this because lives of three of you are more dear to me than my own life. Shri Krishna Chandra told to King Yudhishthira, O King, O Maharaj, if you allow us, we will go in Brahmana's dresses. And I hope Bhimasen we fight with him and kill him. Then all the kings will be released, and then we can start discussing about performing Rajasuya sacrifice further on. But our first work to be done now is to kill Jarasandha. Give us your permission. King Yudhishthir gave his permission, and Vaisampaya Rishi says to King Janamejaya, now, being dressed as Brahmanas, Shri Krishna, Bhim and Arjun, they went to King Yudhishthir, being ready to mount their golden chariot and possessing all the weapons. Now King Janamejaya asked Vaisampaya and Rishi, who is this Jarasandha? I want to hear about him. How is it possible that he is so powerful? Vaisampaya Rishi spoke, in earlier times, there was a king of Magadha who was very righteous king, properly following Dharma. His name was Brihadrat. No one was poor in his kingdom. Everyone was prosperous. The same question was asked by Yudhishthir Maharaj to Shri Krishna about Jarasandha. So in this way, Brihadrat, he married two beautiful princesses of Kashi kingdom. After their marriage, the father of the earlier princesses, now queens, Brihadrat's father-in-law, he said, I have one request, that whatever you give to one queen, you should give to the other as well. And he agreed, King Brihadrat agreed. But the bad news were that king couldn't get any child, any son for a long time. Brihadrat was becoming older and older, but he couldn't beget a child. He even lost all his hopes because he was becoming older. He even performed Putreshti Yagya, sacrifice for begetting a son, but nothing happened. sitting like this in distress, one day he got the news that there is Chandrakaushik saint sitting under a tree in Tari kingdom performing austerities for a long, long time. He was Gautam Kokivan's son. Hearing about the saint, Brihadrat along with his queens went to him, bringing so many gifts, many jewels, so many gifts. Chandrakaushik, being pleased with received gifts, he said, "O king, what do you want? Tell me." King Brihadrat answered, "Actually, I don't need anything. My kingdom is so prosperous, but only thing that I don't have is a child. I don't have son. Please bless me to beget the son." And the saint did so. He was sitting under mango tree and he took one ripe fruit that was earlier even bitten by the birds. It means it was especially sweet fruit, and he gave it to king. And he said, "Give it to your queen and she will beget a son." Getting back to his kingdom, he remembered the words of his father-in-law, who said, "Whatever you give to one queen, you should give to the other one." Thus he cut the mango fruit into two pieces and gave each half to each of his queens. Soon the queens became pregnant. It was obvious, as their body was taking a form of a full moon, meaning that as they were pregnant, it was obvious. And in due time, they took birth, both of them. But as soon as those children took birth, the queen started crying, understanding that each of them gave birth to half of a child. One queen had a half of a child with one arm, one eye and one leg, and the other queen gave birth to the other part of a child with other arm, other eye and other leg. Crying, queens called the servants, their lady servants, and instructed them to throw these two dead parts of a child in the forest, which they did. Demoness Jara, she has found two pieces of that child being attracted by the smell of the meat. She was amazed, realizing that they are two exact parts belonging to actually one child. As she joined these two parts, child started crying. It was crying so loudly that it sounded like rumbling of the clouds. She was completely amazed. She says, "I haven't seen something like this ever." She was thinking as the child was crying. The child was crying so loudly, it was the sound of rumbling of the clouds. One description in Srimad Bhagavatam says that seeing that child, she thought it must be some ghost, some lower creature and she threw it back into the forest. And the other version described here in Mahabharata is that she took a form of a beautiful woman. She understood that that child is a son of Brihadratha king. She went into his kingdom and she brought the child saying, "Here is your child." King was so blissful. He asked, "Who are you, Devi?" And she said, "I'm living in your kingdom." I only would come to take something to eat here in the forests of your kingdom. And I've seen this child who was crying there in the forest. I recognized that it must be your son. And I considered that I haven't ever given any gift to you. So today, please accept your son that I found in the jungle as my gift to you." In this way, she went away. And as everyone got to know that Brihadratha got his son, everyone started arranging a huge festival. King himself arranged for that great festival, and because Jaranandha Rakshasi, the demon is called Jara, has found the child, and she actually joined two parts of the child, the word for joining is Sanda. So the name of the child became Jara Sanda. So, at that time, Saint Chandra Kaushik, he came to the kingdom and he said, "I told you that you will get a child, and I'm blessing you further that your son will be so powerful." And he left. So this is the narration of the birth of Jarasandha. So in this way, also Shri Krishna narrated to King Yudhishthir about Jarasandha as well, and asking his permission, getting his permission, three of them left. They were crossing different rivers until they reach the kingdom of Magadha. At that time, nothing inauspicious couldn't be seen in the kingdom of Magadha. At that time, Brahmanas were reminding King Jarasandha that all the sacrifice should go on so that nothing inauspicious would be going on, although they were the bad times coming. Brahmanas saw these three newly coming Brahmanas and they informed the king, and the king told, King Jarasandha told, "Bring them to me." After offering obeisances, King told, "O Brahmanas, I'm going to perform some of my kingly duties and I will come back to speak to you." Shri Krishna, Bhim and Arjun, they were given a place at the quarters for the guests. And as King Jarasandha came back to speak to them, he said, "O Brahmanas, I see that you are wearing the dresses of Brahmana students, but I haven't seen Brahmana students wearing such a beautiful flower garlands ever. I see also that you are armed. I haven't seen Brahmana students wearing so many weapons, bows, etc. Please tell me, who are you? Why are you coming dressed as students while being so much armed with weapons? Although you are looking like Brahmanas, your behavior is completely different. I am offering obeisances to your Brahmana dress, but tell me actually, who are you?" Shri Krishna Chandra answered to King Jarasandha in a very serious mood. He said, "You properly understood that we are dressing dresses of Brahmana students. But there is a rule that such dresses can be worn both by Brahmanas as well by Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. We don't want to say that we are so powerful and brave, but if you want to check our strength, you can fight with us." And he asked them, "What does it mean, what you are saying?" And they answered, "Fight with us." King Jarasandha asked once again, "Why are you so inimical towards me when I am not towards you? You came dressed as Brahmana students. I welcomed you properly. Why do you want to fight with me? Why do you consider me to be your enemy?" He said, "I see everyone as equal. I'm protecting Brahmanas and Kshatriyas and others." Shri Krishna Chandra immediately answered, "You're saying that you are equal and righteous to everyone, and at the same time, you're keeping in capture so many kings, and you are torturing them. Is that proper behavior? Is that righteous behavior?" "It's not, of course. You are not dharmic king, you are adharmic king. You are performing activities against the proper conduct. And if you really want to know who am I, let me tell you, I am son of Vasudev. And these are Bhim and Arjun, sons of Kunti and Pandu." King Jarasandha answered, "Oh, is that you, Ranchor?" Ranchor means the one that left the battlefield, because Shri Krishna and those families and mentioned of Yadavas, they rather left their countries to other places, from Mathura to Dwaraka, instead to lose their family members in unrighteous war that Jarasandha started. So Shri Krishna told, "We are ready to fight with you. choose the one you would fight with. And King Jarasandha told, you already left the war. I won't fight with you, Jarasandha told to Shri Krishna. And this one, he looked at Arjuna, saying, he's so thin. If I would fight him, he would die immediately. He looked at Bhima, saying, he looks so powerful, I would fight him. Shri Krishna told once again, he said, answering to King Jarasandha, who told, he said, I will fight three of you, to which Shri Krishna Chandra answered, that's not according to Dharma, we will not do that ever. Choose one of them and fight with him. So in this way, Jarasandha agreed to fight Bhimasen, considering him to be powerful enough to fight him. With the folded hands before they started the fight, they offered respects to each other, King Jarasandha and Bhimasen. And then they started the fight. The proper place with the soft earth was chosen. It was decided that the fight would be wrestling. So thousands and thousands of citizens, Kshatriyas, Brahmanas, Vaishyas, everyone was present watching the fight. It was a fearsome fight. Both of them, King Jarasandha and Bhimasen, captured each other. They were started pushing and pulling each other, sometimes holding each other with their arms, pushing each other, kicking each other with their feet. Sometimes they would roar, sometimes they would release loud roars of victory. So in this way, they were wrestling. It looked like two iron human statues were fighting. They were looking like lightnings. Until, since the fight started, it was 13 days that they didn't take rest at all. All the fight took place for 18 days, but first 13 days they didn't stop at all. And at that time, seeing that the both of the fighters were very tired already, not being able to conquer each other, the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna told that they should take some rest, which they did at the night of that 13th day. Further on the 14th day morning, they continued. Neither Jarasandha nor Bhimasen couldn't finally conquer each other. They were holding each other, throwing each other here and there. In that fight, in their wrestling, but none of them was victorious. Looking at this, Shri Krishna Chandra took one thin dry branch from the tree and he showed Bhimasen what is to be done, how he can be victorious. Shri Krishna broke the branch into two pieces And he threw each of the pieces far away on different places. Immediately Bhimasen understood. He took two legs of King Jarasandha, and in this way, pulling them apart, he dismantled Jarasandha's body into two. He cut it into two in this way, into two halves, exact two halves, and he threw each of the halves far away from each other that they cannot be separated. So in this way, Jarasandha died. Loud cries were heard from all the sides. Actually, everyone was happy that this Veer king had died finally. The son of King Jarasandha, who was very righteous and qualified, good person, his name was Sahadev. He came to Shri Krishna and he offered his father's kingdom and whole the world to Shri Krishna, saying, "You are the one that is qualified to rule this kingdom and whole the earth." Upon which Shri Krishna Chandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, answered, "No, you are the rightful king to take the throne of this kingdom." And Shri Krishna Chandra, in this way, establishing Sahadev as a further ruler of kingdom of Magadha, Shri Krishna Chandra freed all the captured kings. He arranged for the separate chariot for each of the kings. After they were properly fed and gave proper dresses and donations and gifts, Shri Krishna Chandra in this way arranged that they are sent back to their kingdoms. So Shri Krishna Chandra told, "Soon King Yudhishthira will be performing Rajasuya sacrifice. We will send letters, invitations to you. Please, all of you, come and join." They all started glorifying Shri Krishna by this prayer. All of the kings told, addressing Shri Krishna, they all told, "We are eternally indebted to you. You have freed us. And we are offering our obeisances to you again and again. Of course, we will all join King Yudhishthira's Rajasuya sacrifice." In this way, all the kings left back to their kingdoms. And Shri Krishna, along with Bhimasen and Arjuna, they went back to King Yudhishthira. They took a chariot that for earlier belonged to King Jarasandha. It was very special chariot. It was like assembly of Dwaraka, Shri Krishna's assembly, which could give a space to as many kings would come, and it would ever and ever be able to expand if there would be even more visitors, more kings coming. That assembly could naturally on its own expand. So this chariot was like that. That chariot was so special that it could expand as many personalities would need to sit there. So Shri Krishna, Bhim and Arjun went to King Yudhishthira, who on that day didn't allow Shri Krishna to offer him obeisances, which he would do coming to the king. This time, King Yudhishthira embraced him, glorifying him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, everyone gathered, welcoming three of them, and also all the other kings came to offer respect to King Yudhishthira and accept him as leader of all of them. In this way, accepting King Yudhishthira as a ruler of whole earth. They explained how they were in the prisons captured by wicked King Jarasandha, who didn't even feed them properly. They were almost dying there. So now that Shri Krishna has protected them and freed them, they are all now agreeing to be submitted to King Yudhishthira. So in that way, they said, we are now able to get back to our wives, to our children, and to rule further on our kingdoms, accepting your ruler above all of us. We are ready to join you in Rajasuya sacrifice. Let us know when the time comes what we should do. How can we support and help you, join you? So in this way, they again and again offered obeisances to King Yudhishthira. And again saying, we are considering you the ruler of whole kingdom. In this way, they all accepted King Yudhishthira as the greatest ruler of whole earth. So who came to join Rajasuya sacrifice, how it was all arranged, how Pandavas were arranging Digvijay, how they were accepted by everyone as rulers of all four directions, how Shishupal died. We are going to hear about all these topics tomorrow, and today we are concluding our katha here.
Ki jai Sri Sri Grindra Vihari Lal Bhagavan ki jai Sri Sri Mahabharat Pancham Ved ki jai Sri Sri Krishna Dvaipayan Vedavyas Bhagavan ki jai Sri Sri Sukadev Goswami Pad ki jai Sri Sri Vaishampayan Mahamuni ki jai Sri Sri Sutadev Goswami Pad ki jai Sri Sri Saunakadi Rishi Vrinda ki jai Sri Sri Apanapan Guru Maharaj ki jai Sri Sri Siddha Ramakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj ki jai Sri Sri Bhajari Das Baba Maharaj ki jai 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 Sri Radhe Nitai Gaura Haribo